Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, November 12, 2019. Recently, I spoke with my friends Jim and Becky Berry on the SMA News Today podcast. In late 2018, they lost their eldest son Carson, who was a college student with SMA, type 2. Some of my faithful readers may recall that I wrote a tribute to Carson earlier this year. We discussed a number of subjects, but one theme in particular stood out to me. Though we openly talked about Carson's passing, we spent even more time focusing on his quality of life. Jim recounted his son's love of food and travel, his zest for knowledge, and his relentless wit when it came to making jokes about his disability. Early in our conversation, Jim and Becky talked about the initial stages of Carson's diagnosis, and how they were sent to doctors and specialists across the country. During these trips, they essentially received the same information over and over again. Keep in mind that this was in the late 1990s and early 2000s, when SMA research was significantly less advanced than it is today. Ultimately, they decided to make Carson's quality of life a top priority. Though they focused on his health just as much, they didn't want his life to be dominated by doctor's appointments and medications. As a result, they have an abundance of great memories with him, despite the pain of his passing. They also continue to apply this principle to Carson's younger brother Cooper, who has SMA type 3. This conversation got me thinking about how those of us in the SMA community can spend so much time and energy focusing on our physical health to the point that we deny ourselves the freedom to simply enjoy life. We worry about the things that might happen if we go to a crowded event, even if it's one that we have a strong desire to attend. Winter is steadily approaching. It's a tough season for anyone with SMA. It's hard enough to drive a power wheelchair when temperatures drop below 50 degrees, but the real obstacle is that it's cold and flu season. When an individual with SMA gets sick, it can easily result in a hospitalization. As such, many people in this community have no choice but to spend the majority of the winter indoors and away from people. Unfortunately, some parents and people with SMA apply this isolation principle year-round. They focus solely on survival and avoiding risks, while neglecting their need for human connection and life experiences. SMA or not, we're all human, and humans weren't meant to live in isolation. I am in no way insinuating that those of us with SMA shouldn't be careful and take our health seriously. More often than not, we do have to make sacrifices for our own physical well-being. Parents especially have an innate obligation to try to keep their kids from getting sick. This task isn't easy when SMA is part of the picture. Still, I believe balance is important to a healthy lifestyle. Strive to be healthy, but also seek to embrace the joys of everyday life. Go to your favorite coffee shops and take spontaneous day trips. As my fellow columnist Alyssa Silva wrote recently, take advantage of the good days. Or to put it more eloquently, take a lesson from Robin Williams' character in the 1989 film Dead Poets Society. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. As I'm sure you're well aware, we have some great columnists here at SMA News Today. One of my favorites is Michael Kasten, who writes about his family in his column, Five Servings of Strength. If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to check it out at smanewstoday.com under the Columns tab. Michael and Lindsay's youngest daughter has SMA. As a family of five, they meet challenges head-on. In his most recent column, he chronicles their Halloween night. His kids are old enough to go out on their own, so it was fun to hear how their night panned out. Before that, his column was about how even though they have financial strains, they take the time and do things to make their kids feel special. In my book, this is important because a lot of times those of us with SMA can feel like a burden if we think we're taking away from the family. As parents, what do you do to put your kids first? For those of you with SMA, do you recall doing anything special with your parents? Share with us at smanewstoday.com/forums. Our thing as a family was camping. We certainly have some stories from those adventures. Making memories is what family is all about. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.